Welcome to Perekhov Gimel of Divrei Yamin Beis. We have the seventh year of Evil Asaliah's reign. Yoyada has a plan. Reveal Yoash. He gathers the people to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yoash is hiding in the Mikdash. He says the Kohanim from the watch, you know, he could go away. he forced them over there. He then says that the Kohanim from the watch that was supposed to be departing, they have to stay. You know, that's the forcing. And the Kohanim who are coming in should also be there. He splits them into three groups. They have weapons around the base. They make those different locations, make sure no one's going to assassinate the new king. They bring out Yoash. They have a special platform in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and they have David's crown on his head. Now, this was very heavy. It would actually float above those who are worthy of kingship. And indeed, it floated above Yoash's head, which is proof that he was the authentic king, says Rashi. The crowds cheered. He was anointed as king. Asaliah is arrested. She's killed. And Yoyada made a covenant with the people. This new king, they're going to follow Hashem. They meanwhile destroy the temple of Baal. They kill Matan, who's the priest there. The Kohanim offer up Karbonus. Yoyada reinstates the Kohanim and Levium to prevent impure people entering the Beis HaMikdash. Now Asaliah was dead. There's calm in the land. There's spiritual. It sounds like spiritually we're doing quite well. This is one of the high points, although, of course, the journey to get there was particularly difficult.